Okay, this daf, Daf Lamed Ches, is the daf of Bishul Akum. And as I mentioned to you last week, there are a number of controversies regarding Dine Bishul Akum. It's really one of the most difficult parts of giving a hechsher on a restaurant or a hotel is Bishul Akum. Because if you take kosher product and you put it in the room with people, it's going to be kosher. The hardest thing is Bishul Akum. I would like to mention to you a couple of three shailas that were controversial issues. But before that, I want to tell you a great shaila and tshuva that I remember from 35 years ago. We were in a bungalow colony, and as Shabbos approached, there was a blackout. I don't know if it still happens much in the country, but in those days it was very shchiach. There was a blackout. There was no electricity. And about an hour or two into Shabbos, the electricity went on again. So that itself was after a Bishul Akum. The shaila was, there were people who had crockpots that were plugged in, and there was raw meat or raw potatoes in there. And when it was plugged in, it didn't cook. And some guy someplace in Con Ed or whatever they call it up in the mountains, he turned on the electricity. And he was cooking all of the crockpot cholent all over the Sullivan County. So the shaila was if that's an issa Bishul Akum, that would require kashering the crockpots as well. What do you say, Sandy? Bishul Akum? What? It's raw potato, raw meat. You're allowed to eat. That's a mistake. You're allowed to have cholent that's raw when Shabbos begins. Ramesha calls it the minig hanoshim. Is the ladies have a minig that the cholent is all cooked before Shabbos. It's not required in halacha. Gemara talks about kidra chaisa, about raw. The fire went on Shabbos. Yeah, you mean there should be also outside Shabbos? Just outside Shabbos. You're right, but those who had raw, the question came up with those who had raw. What? Yes. Yeah, it's hard to make those gedarim every time. So they brought a raya from the Gemara. From which Gemara? The Gemara says that if somebody lights a fire to clear brush, in the field, and from the fire, when the fire is finished, there's some roasted grasshoppers. So the Gemara says that those grasshoppers are mutter to eat, because he's not mechavin to cook the grasshoppers; he's mechavin to burn the brush. And the Gemara brings a second example: someone who singes the head of an animal to get the hairs off. And in singeing it, he cooks the ears. I don't know who eats ears, but the cook singes the ears. So you're allowed to eat the ears because he's not mechavin to cook them. He's mechavin to singe the hair. A guy who cooks, and he's not mechavin to cook. He turned on the electricity. He's not mechavin to cook in your house. So if he's not mechavin to cook, that's a heter. So that was the heter that was used that summer. I don't remember who was asked. It was Shabbos. He couldn't call anybody. But that was the heter that we relied on. If you were going to learn a Beis Yisrael, it's actually, it might be more chomer rather than more kal. The heter of Beis Yisrael is... that's because a Jew is going to do something. Not when you know the guy did the whole thing. Now when you know the guy did the whole thing. If you take a look on the photo sets on the bottom line, Yesh Mishamati Bishvach Shalanu. Yesh Mishamati, there's a tumult if in a base Yisrael it's mutter or not. And on the Amid Beis it continues. We're really machmir in a base Yisrael. Except in certain circumstances which don't exist today. Okay. Anyway, that was shaila number one. Okay, the another shaila about which there's a tremendous amount of controversy is the following. When we say that we have a couple of conditions of bishalakum. The Gemara here says, if something's eaten raw, there's no bishalakum. So applesauce, you can buy applesauce, even though the guy cooked the apples. Some that apples are eaten raw, anything that could be eaten raw, there's no bishalakum, there's no issa bishalakum. Someone mentioned tuna fish today that they eat it raw, sushi. So there's no bishalakum on tuna fish. Some that's eaten raw, there's no tuna fish, even pickle. Okay, there's no bishalakum. Yeah, that's fine. Oh, it's a different tuna? Is it really a different tuna? I didn't know that. Very fresh. Okay, so I don't know. In the kashrus world, the assumption is that since they use tuna, maybe it has to do with what I'm going to discuss now. I'll show you in a second. That's right. That's right. It changes 100%. It's nechalchai. It's not chashim. The mishnah is not chashim. So Gemara is two things. If it's nechalchai, then there's no bishulakum. And another thing that if it's ainay ashulchem alachim, it's not a chashim of a food. It's mutter. That's the hetter for jelly beans or cough drops or sucking candies. All these things are not ainay ashulchem alachim. So these two heterim, ainay nechalchai. A nechalchai and ein al shulchan malachim. These are the two most prominent heterim in the halachas of bishalakum, and that's probably what they rely on. Those who eat donuts from the Galician companies, the donuts are fried. They're bishul. What are you relying on? It's bishalakum. Baked things, you have paspalter. The donuts, a very controversial thing. Rav Avad Yosef has a tshuva. He's matir. He says tov lahachmir. But the heter is probably that it's ainay al shulchan malach. Now the tumul is the following. They printed posthumously in Arachayim, Chelek Dalet Hay from Rav Moshe that potato chips are also as bishalakum. Potato chips, why is potato chips or any Daisha kind of potato chips, is issa bishalakum. Now potato chips are not ainay al shulchan malach. The shaila is this. Potatoes, the min of potatoes, are oil al shulchan malachim. Potatoes are oil al shulchan malachim. There's these little potatoes they put as a side dish at a wedding, or sometimes potatoes that are mashed in a good way, or baked potatoes. So they're oil al shulchan malachim. So it's really a lamdish shayla. The shayla is, when we say oil al shulchan malachim, does it go by the min? Do we categorically answer an entire min? Or do we say that it goes by that food? Does it go by that food? Now this whole tumul revolves around Shach Beis, which those of you who have the copies, Shach Beis on Oyla Shulchan Malachim writes, Kosev HaYisav HaHeter, Kurbayim VeKurkuban. The Kurbayim are the intestines of an animal. The Kurkuban is the stomach of a chicken. Ubnei Ma'ayim, the stomach, the intestines. Even though the Gemara says that if you eat them, I don't know how to touch lav bar inish exactly, normal people don't eat them. There it says it's not a chatichoroi l'schabe. It's still asas bishulakum. So this is if a heter is brought as a raya, they should go bust the min. Because the kukabayim ubnei ma'ayim, Taisa says, achleim labar inish, whatever that means exactly. And yet, Taisa says, there's an issa bishalakum. So you should go according to the min. It's a raya that you go according to the min, and not according to the individual food. Meat is ala shulchan malachim. Yeah, you have a cut of meat that's not ala shulchan malachim. It's meat. It's the meat of an animal. It's meat, like liver is meat, and flanken is meat, and all these things are. It seems there's a raya from the Gemara. Right, the Gemara says that if the guy singes the hairs, you're allowed to eat the ear of the animal because he's not mechaven to cook it. It's clear from the Gemara, if a guy cooks the ears of an animal, ears, E-A-R-S, I doubt it's, maybe it was Eila Shulchan Malachim, I don't know. It's Mustavra, it wasn't Eila Shulchan Malachim. And yet the Gemara says this Vishalachim on the ears. It seems to be a riot to this Issa Veheter, that you go bust of the min, not bust of the individual the individual item. So this is the Taina Ta'asa, and the in the Yachru Bayez, the Tferes Yisrael has a piece where he holds you go bust of the min. So what's the heter of the potato? So Rav Belsky in the sefer they published with his tshuvas, Rav Belsky has an interesting tshuva on it. He starts by saying that they published b'shem Rav Moshe that potato chips is b'sholakum, and a piashmua from Rav Yaakov. So he says, who can argue Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov? You know, these are Rav Belsky's two rebbeim. Who can argue with them? And afterwards, he argues with them. He writes rather that who knows the Rav Yaakov and piashmua. Who knows if it was said over right, what the Shiloh was. And Igris Moshe, he writes also, it's not a typical... Igris Moshe usually explains his truvis. This is a letter printed later. Rebelsky writes, it's not explained. There's no explanation there. It's hard to rely on. What's his taina? His taina is, if you look up the Issa Veheter inside, he says, those who bring a right from this Issa Veheter didn't look it up inside. If you look it inside... This the heta there is clearing if oil al shulchan malachim has to be a main dish or even a side dish. Oil al shulchan malachim means it's the main dish at a shulchan malachim or even a side dish. So the heta says the kukabayim and the kervayim and the meimayim, there were side dishes. And he paskins that even by a side dish it's so, even though it's not a chetich or a schabit. Now, I don't know what this Echlein Labar Inish business is. It doesn't seem to fit with that. Echlein Labar Inish sounds it's not normal. I have no idea how to explain that. But this is Rebelsky's taina that the Issa Veheta is being misquoted. The Issa Veheta doesn't say what the way people understand what it says. Rebelsky does not address the Gemara about the ears, that the ears probably are not Eilal Shulchan Malachim. That seems to be a raya to be machmir. So I don't know exactly how somebody would answer that raya. It seems to be a raya from the Gemara that you go bosa the min of vasar rather than bosa the individual item. There is an in-between. The Marsham in a tshuva is sort of a pshara. He says you go bosa the min but the way it was prepared. In other words, if cooked potatoes are oil al-shulchan malachim, it's no raya that fried potatoes are oil al-shulchan malachim. So one thing is not a raya to the other, and presumably the Marsham's not talking about potato chips, that he would say french fries, they don't serve it at weddings, except at the kiddie tables, but I don't think fried potatoes are served. Rebelsky writes that when they serve the little potatoes at the weddings, they look like they're fried. They're really not fried. They really cook them, and then they mix them with some oil or something to serve them. And that's sort of a middle ground in this whole tumult about whether you go buster the min or whether you go buster the meichel that you have in front of you. It's interesting, again, if you have the photostats, the Gilyam Rasha on the bottom, I wrote an arrow there on the photostat for the line, clears by the other heter, Nechel Kamayshul Chai, if you go bust of the min, or bust of the item you have, certainly, he says, certain things that grow are edible raw, but sometimes they pick them early when they're not edible, and they cook them. See, he clears the same Shaila that Rebelsky's bringing the gabi potato chips, whether you go bust of the min or whether you go bust of the individual food. He brings exactly the same shaila by things that are nechel chai. Someone asked a question earlier, I forgot what the case was, and I said that we'll see about it. Somebody mentioned something that also gabi nechel chai. What? The what? The no, but somebody mentioned a different case. All right, anyway. So this is a tumult in the Kashrus Welt, whether you go bust of the min and not the min, the dorm, the what? Oh, about the sushi taka. Michael had mentioned that the tuna that they use is only fresher tuna, different tuna. If you go bust of the min, if the min of tuna is nechel chai, then it seems it would be a heter. That's what he says, you go bust of the min. Steak tartare is also raw meat, and the French eat it. Do you go bust to the French? I never saw steak tartare being served in America. What? La Barinish, okay. Okay. So now there's another tumult about, yeah. Microwave is considered Bishul Akum. It's all right, there's a tumult about smoked fish. Smoked, it says in the Darkei Tshuva that smoking is not Bishul, smoking is Mutter. So there's a bit of a tumult again in the Kashrus Welt. Lox is cold smoked. Now, however you make cold smoked, it's cold smoked and there's no Bishul Akum on lox. The smoked, the thicker fish is hot smoked. And there's a big tumult about whether to rely on smoking. It's interesting, one of the companies that makes the smoked fish is here in Williamsburg. It's rather not owned by Frumi Yidden, but they have a Frumi Yid goes in every morning to turn on the fire. It's an OU Hechsher, and OU's Makbid on the smoked fish. There's a tumult as well about the Bilas Knishes, whether they have to be Bishul Yisrael, the potatoes which are cooked, whether those potatoes have to be Bishul Yisrael. I believe the Hechsher is not Makbid on Bishul Yisrael on the Knishes, if I'm not mistaken. And it's also made here in Brooklyn, Gabilas Knishes place. And the Kila Kashrus has a run one day where we send someone down to turn on the fire so that our restaurants and Flatbush that use it have a Bishul Akum on the Knishes. If I recall correctly, Rebelski said, you know, talk about breaking up the min. Rebelski said the small knishes, which they serve at weddings, is Eilah Shulchan Malachim. And the big knishes, which they wouldn't serve at a wedding, are not Eilah Shulchan Malachim. Rebelski, the shitasai, that you go bus of the food and not bus of the min. All right, there are more troubles. I just want to mention that by coffee, which the minig olam is to buy coffee, not to be makban on Bishul Akum, that there is a tremendous tumult earlier Paiskim about coffee, if there's Bishul Akum. It's interesting, Pesachei Tshuva brings it not in Kuf Yud Gimel, but the first Pesachei Tshuva in Kuf Yud Dalet. He brings from Zayde, the Padami Iris, who holds that there's an Issa Bishul Akum on coffee, which would mean that you have to be Makbid. He brings it to Marit, his Mekel. Then he says to look at the Yavits, the Yaakov Emden. He doesn't bring it. It's an interesting tshuva in the Yavits. A Rav wrote a letter to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He writes to him, when you visited our town, the people are saying that you went into the coffee shop and bought coffee. And he says, I know it's not true, so just write me a letter, it's not true, so I can tell everybody. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, as a matter of fact, it's true. And I hold you can rely on the milk that they have, for whatever reason he writes. And I hold there's no Bishul Akum on coffee. Why? Interesting reason. He says the same reason you make shahakal on coffee. Why don't we make it grows from a coffee bean? The bean is grown for the shinoi. A coffee bean is an eitz or adama. I don't even know. It's a bean or it's a fruit. I think it's a fruit on the tree. And what? It's on a tree. So it says, why don't you make an eitz if you grow something for the shinoi? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes a chiddush. He says that when you cook something to weaken its taste, there's no iser bishul akum. The metzias of a coffee bean is that it's very bitter, and when they roast it, they sweeten it. It takes the bitterness away from it, and then they grind it and they make coffee. So he says anything that's cooked to weaken the taste, first of all, it doesn't have the chashivas of the fruit; it loses its bracha, and second of all, there's no iser bishul akum. So this is his psak. The Achaluki day is about it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes the Reishamayim Yachmir. When Kila started in Flatbush, I tried to push through that we should be makbid on Bishul Yisrael for coffee, but with six rabbanim and all other five were coffee drinkers, and they said Bishul Yisrael on coffee. You ever heard of it? The minig olam is not to be makbid. So, but again, it's one of the many tumbles regarding Bishul Akum. Shabbos everybody.